States are now beginning to reopen. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has lifted the stay-at-home order, but has allowed local jurisdictions to make their own decisions. In Delaware, Governor John Carney is also easing up on restrictions, lifting the ban on short-term rentals. Karen Dunn, a nurse at Peninsula Regional Medical Center, urges caution as these states ease up.
I guess my fear is that we have a short-term memory sometimes as a society, and people are like, okay, the weather's nice, it's hot, I don't want to wear a mask, I want to, you know, go to the boardwalk, or I want to just go shopping and do all of these things. And I think it's just really important that people take it slow.
Ocean City has lifted some of its restrictions on its beaches and boardwalk, and it comes just as crowds flocked to the resort this past Memorial Day weekend. PRMC emergency nurse Elizabeth Townsend says that she does expect an uptick with the coming of the tourists.
Our biggest place is Ocean City. We're coming into our tourist season, and which typically is a higher volume of patients for us. And I think that with that, you know, people are coming from out of states such as New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania and our neighboring states, we definitely could have an uptick.
Dunn says when she sees pictures of people wandering around the beaches or in bars not wearing masks, it makes her cringe.
You know, we can't just delve back into, oh, it never happened, and forget, you know, what's been going on for the last 3 months.
The nation has seen a number of protesters declaring their objections to the stay-at-home orders and other restrictions. Indeed, the president has called for the states to reopen. Townsend says the protests send the wrong message.
I mean, I've seen it time and time and time again of people who say, I'm okay, I'm going to go to work, or I'm okay, I'm going to go to the grocery store, or I'm okay, and I'm going to go to the family barbecue. And in turn, they're really not. They have a cough, they have fever, they have, you know, and they're just spreading this even more. And that's what we're finding.
Meanwhile, Dawn says that she does understand the pent-up energy.
I see where they're coming from because, again, you know, if these are folks that haven't, you know, if I run a nail salon or a hair salon and I haven't been able to be open for 2 months, you know, they're trying to figure out how about my homeschool and, you know, not have money. I can't even begin to imagine that situation they're in. But what I would try to say to folks that are, you know, protesting that we just need to go ahead and open up or that they don't want to wear masks, you know, the worst thing that can happen with wearing a mask is if you don't need it. You know, that's the worst thing that happens, is that you don't need to wear it, but you're wearing it to, on the off chance that you might.
Meanwhile, there has been an outpouring by the public for these nurses and doctors who are now on the front lines of the coronavirus. Emergency nurse Townsend.
We have received so many care packages and lunches and breakfasts, and it was to a point every single day we were getting something. And which, you know, for us, you know, working in the emergency room, we don't do it to get the thanks, because a lot of the times we're just there to stabilize you and then we move you to your next definitive place of care. So we're not there for the thanks, but we have really, really had a huge community outpouring of just thankfulness and gratefulness. So it's kind of been a pretty humbling and cool experience on that.
In our final segment, we take a look at the uncertain future that lies ahead in fighting the virus. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.